Researchers recently discovered a void in the Great Pyramid they hadn't known about before. By void, we mean a space that's almost 100 feet long. The journal Nature, which details the finding, says this is the first time since the 1800s that a space this significant has been identified in the pyramid. But whether it adds to the structure's mysteries or answers ancient secrets is up for debate. A spokesman for Egypt's government says there's no evidence that suggests this space leads to an undiscovered gallery or burial chamber. And archaeologists point out that the pyramid has other voids, so this could just be one that hadn't been found yet. Still, there are a lot of unanswered questions about the Great Pyramid, and researchers hope this discovery will help them learn how it was built. They're not allowed to drill holes or use cameras. To identify this void, they used equipment to track cosmic ray particles inside the structure. But that's not the only way in which modern technology is helping archaeologists study ancient history.
The magic is seeing this with candlelight.
Adam Lowe freely admits that he's a man with an obsession to document the tomb of an ancient Egyptian pharaoh, Seti I.
The tomb actually tells us how the people from 3,500 years ago think different things, have different philosophies, value different things. The way they thought can be read through the very articulate evidence that's on the walls of these tombs. And if we can really build a dialogue that crosses time, and use technology to help that, I think we're at an incredibly exciting moment.
Just a room, you think, but what a room, known among Egyptologists as the Hall of Beauties. What's just as astonishing is that this is, in fact, a facsimile, a precise recreation in a museum in Switzerland of how the room looked exactly 200 years ago when the tomb was discovered.
Researchers recently discovered a void in the Great Pyramid they hadn't known about before. By void, we mean a space that's almost 100 feet long. The journal Nature, which details the finding, says this is the first time since the 1800s that a space this significant has been identified in the pyramid. But whether it adds to the structure's mysteries or answers ancient secrets is up for debate. A spokesman for Egypt's government says there's no evidence that suggests this space leads to an undiscovered gallery or burial chamber. And archaeologists point out that the pyramid has other voids, so this could just be one that hadn't been found yet. Still, there are a lot of unanswered questions about the Great Pyramid, and researchers hope this discovery will help them learn how it was built. They're not allowed to drill holes or use cameras. To identify this void, they used equipment to track cosmic ray particles inside the structure. But that's not the only way in which modern technology is helping archaeologists study ancient history.
The magic is seeing this with candlelight.
Adam Lowe freely admits that he's a man with an obsession to document the tomb of an ancient Egyptian pharaoh, Seti I.
The tomb actually tells us how the people from 3,500 years ago think different things, have different philosophies, value different things. The way they thought can be read through the very articulate evidence that's on the walls of these tombs. And if we can really build a dialogue that crosses time, and use technology to help that, I think we're at an incredibly exciting moment.
Just a room, you think, but what a room, known among Egyptologists as the Hall of Beauties. What's just as astonishing is that this is, in fact, a facsimile, a precise recreation in a museum in Switzerland of how the room looked exactly 200 years ago when the tomb was discovered.